Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Accomplish Radio Show. I'm your host, Darlene Willman. I'm the publisher of Accomplish Magazine and the CEO and founder of the U.S. Small Business Conference, happening September 10th through 12th in Dallas, Texas. We are so excited to have hundreds of listeners to our show, and if this is your first time hearing it, we're glad you're here to listen as we get up close and personal with people from all over the world that have accomplished great things. Today's guest is just phenomenal. You're going to love her. Her name is Dawn Billings, and in 2008, she was selected as one of the nation's 80 emerging women leaders by Oprah Magazine and the White House Project, as well as chosen as one of the 15 women of achievement by the Cobb County, Georgia YWCA for her socially dynamic programs and lifelong dedication to the benefit of women and children. As the CEO and founder of the HeartLink Women's Network, an innovative women networking organization with over 140 locations in U.S., Canada, and Australia, Dawn is committed to helping women entrepreneurs succeed. Dawn created Trova, now business directories, that provide online advertising to link small business owners. Trova, womenbusinessdirectory.com, is the perfect directory for an existing women small business or someone starting business. She is also committed to easing the burden of women facing today's economy, and so she created the God Can, an inspiring and uplifting opportunity for women who feel stressed, confused, angry, or anxious to release the burdens on their hearts. Dawn has also created an uplifting website called Women Lifting the World, short inspirational videos to uplift, encourage, and inspire the hearts of those you love, and Heart Notes Garden, where you can plant the virtual flower and send it with a brief heart note to someone you care about. Dawn has a passion for making a difference in the lives of women and children and travels nationally as a parenting and relationship expert. She is a highly sought-after speaker and trainer who specializes in entitlement issues that are currently plaguing our society. As president of DawnBillings.com, a training and executive coaching company, Dawn is a consultant to executives and organizations focusing on teamwork, communication skills, improving productivity, and retaining top talent using her highly acclaimed Primary Colors personality test that was given to over 65,000 people in 2009, which she is the author. Dawn is also the author of over 20 books, including Capable's Great, Parenting Guide, Greatness in Children, Learn the Rules, Entitled to Fail, Endowed to Succeed, America's Journey Back to Greatness, Choose to Be Great workbook, and her classic fable, The Perfect Heart. Wow. Welcome to the show today, Dawn. What a pleasure having you here with us.
Thank you. I was almost exhausted listening to that introduction.
I have to say, it's got to be one of the longest, and I just can't help but say, wow, every time I read this or see you or hear you, you're accomplishing something else.
Well, I'll tell you, it's a privilege and an honor to get to live my life trying to figure out every way that I can to help people live their dreams and, you know, alleviate some of the burdens on their hearts. So that's, I mean, every day I sit and what can I do that will continue to do this, you know, it will help me in this process.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, you really are on a crusade and on a mission to really make a difference, and I really admire that, and I think a lot of our people in the audience are going to say the same thing, that, wow, this is a woman who has left behind not only footprints, but you've really set a new path. You've really created a new stream of, you know, possibilities for women. And I really respect that.
I remember when I went to school, you know, because my background is psychology and I had a private practice for a long time. And I always so wanted to help people. And I got so frustrated that I could only help one person or one family at a time. So then I started thinking, well, how can I do things that will help many people simultaneously and help them help others, you know, sort of pay it forward in a on steroids. So that's what we've been up to for many years now.
I love it. And, you know, the Pay It Forward movement, I had the privilege of meeting the author that wrote the book. And, in fact, I should connect with her to see if she might want to be a part of our show at some point. But the whole concept behind, you know, paying it forward is, you know, we love to give without ever any expectation. And you just never know where that is going to take you. And it's obvious you've planted some, you know, incredible seeds of hope. You know, women can turn to you and they can, you know, I'm sure you're mentoring women all over the world, whether you even realize it or not. I don't know if you're aware of how much of an impact and impression that you're leaving. I tell you, I have accomplished a lot of things in my life as well, but in comparison, I look at where you've been and what you've done, and I'm just, I'm so impressed, and I'm grateful that you're here with us today on Accomplish Radio. And, you know, I want to ask you, and this might be hard for you to even give me an answer, but what is one of your proudest, most admired accomplishment that you've done that you just love to pieces? Out of all the things that you've done, is there one that really shines for you?
I would have to say yes. My passion has always been to bless and benefit women and children in particular. Not that I don't love men. They're fantastic. But, you know, I just have a heart for, you know, women and children. So for years and years, I did family therapy and worked with families to just strengthen them. And parenting is probably the most difficult, challenging, stressful experience and at the same time, the most intoxicating, magnificent, unique, wonderful experience. And I was just dedicated to trying to figure out how to make that easier, how to make it, because there are no, you know, all the classes that I took, there were never any parenting classes. The two things we need most, actually, in the world, relationships and parenting, you can't get higher education in. You can't take a high school class in or get a college degree in. And so I've just always been dedicated to figuring out ways to make that process simple, to teach children how to be extraordinary, grow up to be extraordinary giving human beings. And the reason that I want them to be giving human beings is because the number one thing that parents tell me that they want for their children is happiness. And what I've discovered is that the only way people really are happy, genuinely happy, is when they are turning around and doing something for another person. I always say that giving is the most selfish thing that a human being can ever do because, number one, it always comes back multiplied. That's a universal law. And number two, it makes us happy. So, it you know, people think, oh, my gosh, it was so nice of so-and-so to do that. Yes, it was. But I'm telling you that whenever we do something, give something to another human being, it benefits us. So I created a parenting tool, a little plush toy that just came out called Capables, and they wear capes. They are superheroes to teach children to use their superhero powers of generosity or patience or self-control. And it's just been the most delightful thing because with this little stuffed animal, I can help parents teach their children the most high-level, important skills, life skills, that we can ever learn, like thought management, how to take negative thoughts out of their heads and put in positive thoughts. It's a behavior modification tool, how to teach your children to give back to the world, how to teach them to stand tall for their values and to build and strengthen their character, and emotional intelligence. With this little toy, you could teach children as young as 3 years old emotional intelligence. So, yes, I'm probably the most passionate about that.
I love that. You know, what you're doing is really cultivating a new generation in a sense, because you're going to the heart where they're beginning. And, you know, what would our lives be like if we were able to go back in time? You know, I always wonder about this, and I ask, you know, people in the audience, if you could go back in time, knowing what you know now, you know, would it make a difference to implement some of those things earlier? And I think the answer is a resounding yes, right? So
absolutely.
If you're doing that with children and how they're progressing and growing into these beautiful blossoms, and if it just had a, you know, I always tell people a ripple effect, right, where it catches
right.
on and another person shares it with another person and so on and so on. Just think of the beautiful things that you're creating and inspiring in even the minds of younger children. And kudos to you. I love that. And I'm here to help support you with that. And I hope that the people in our audience also get behind and support what you're trying to do. And I love the idea of the capables. I think that's
We have to have something to combat the incredible entitlement that's being force-fed to our children. I mean, in every commercial, in every instance, you know, entitlement, I have been an absolute entitlement researcher for many, many years, and I'm considered one of the entitlement experts in the country. And what I found is that entitlement, when you have that attitude of entitlement, you owe me, what's in it for me, it makes you miserable. But not only does it make you miserable, it makes everyone around you miserable. But even worse, it steals people's dreams because they're so busy worrying about themselves that they don't step outside of themselves and realize that they are here for a very important, distinct, unique purpose, that they bring a unique gift to the world. And if we're all caught up in our self-consumed selves, then we don't get past that to figure out what it is that we were brought here to give and to leave as our legacy. So the capables are a wonderful battle, a sword, a weapon against the tragic tragedy of entitlement.
Wow, that's fascinating. I can hear the passion in your voice. I mean, it just is, you know, it shines through in the conversation. And, you know, obviously there's something that inspired you to start this. You know, what could you think back and really, was there a turning point where you had said, okay, this is really where I want to go? This is where you fine-tune what kind of an accomplishment that you're, you know, putting together. Is there a time that, you know, that you can think of that all of a sudden, you know, you said, I've got to do this? Do you have
Absolutely.
Any time you can think of?
Absolutely. I grew up very, very poor. We didn't even have indoor plumbing. And we had like that, you know, this pipe that came into the kitchen. And that's all the wow. running water that we had. So I mean, it was, I didn't even know how poor we were until I went to school, because when I went to school, that's when I discovered that other people didn't live like we lived. And I remember being in first grade, and I had these shoes. We only got one pair of shoes, and they had to last us all school year, and then the summer we went barefoot. But it was the last day of school in first grade, and they had been building a new gym for the children, and we were going to get to see it. And the teacher lined us up, and it was so exciting because, to me, this was like the Taj Mahal. And she made us take off all of our shoes, and we were going to walk in to see the gym at the very last day of school so that we would see what we were going to get to play in the next year. Mm-hmm. And as I stepped into this gym, my heart was pounding out of my chest, and there was this brown tile, shiny, shiny tile floor on the entryway. And it was so shiny, I could see my reflection. It was just the most beautiful thing I'd ever seen. But everywhere that I stepped, because of the ammonia and things, because of the shoes literally rotting off of my feet, I took up the wax every place that my foot stepped. So all of the kids started screaming and yelling and pointing at me and calling me names and saying, ooh, get away, she's got cooties, she's the girl with the rotten feet. And I remember running home crying my eyes out. And my mother had told me that God loves children, and that if anything happens to small children, they go to heaven immediately. So I told God that any time between first grade and second grade was fine with me. I was ready to go to heaven. And second grade came, and I was still hanging out, so I was pretty distressed about that. So I went to second grade, and I went, snuck into the schoolroom, sat in the very back of the class, and the only thing I wanted for the rest of my life was to be invisible so that people couldn't make fun of me. And I looked down on my desk, and there was this flyer about becoming a brownie. Now, I knew what brownies were because my cousin had a girlfriend who got to be a brownie. So I knew they wore uniforms and helped people. And I just thought, oh, my gosh, if I could wear a uniform, nobody would know I was poor. So this was, like, my answer. And I folded up this flyer, and I just couldn't wait till the bell rang. I ran all the way home. And when I got home, I handed it to my mom. And she sat down and started crying, and she said, you know, Dawn, darling, we don't have money for food, let alone a brownie uniform, you know, or dues. I just don't know how this could happen. And my dad, who, you know, really struggled and had some real problems with kind of medicated himself with alcohol a lot, he came tearing through the door and was angry that I'd made my mom cry and said, why is your mom crying? And I said, because, Daddy, I really want to be a brownie. And he told me that I needed to understand that I was poor white trash and that good things didn't happen to poor people. And so he left the room, and my mom grabbed my arm, and she said, honey, there's nothing about that that's true. Miracles happen. We've read about them in the Bible. Miracles happen. You are a good person. And, you know, hope is the poor man's bread. So I want you to just eat up. I don't know how, but we just got to trust that there's going to be a miracle for you. And I went to school the next day, and my teacher, my second grade teacher, had us write an assignment on our favorite color. And all my friends picked all of these colors like green and purple and blue and red and pink, but I picked brown. And I said that brown was the color of dirt and that, you know, food grew out of the dirt, and brown was the color of the tree trunks, and on the trees were fruit, and not that I was hungry or anything, and that brown was the color of the most wonderful uniform in the whole world, the most wonderful organization called Brownies, but I wasn't going to get to be one because we didn't have any money. Well, about a week later, my second grade teacher called me into her office, and there was a box on her desk, and she said, open the box, and when I did, there was a brownie uniform. Now, she kept apologizing that it wasn't new. She said that it was her sister's daughter's old uniform. She was a year older than I was. And I didn't care. If this brownie uniform fit, I could care if 14 people had worn it. Mm-hmm. And she asked me if I'd like to try it on, and I put the brownie uniform on. It was so soft. And in the bottom of the box, there was a beanie. And I lifted up this little brownie beanie, and I put it on my head. And it felt like a crown. And I knew at that moment I was not poor white trash. I was something special. I was going to be a brownie. And my second grade teacher leaned down and whispered in my ear, I'm going to pay your dues, but you owe me. And I told her I'd pay anything. She said, the thing I want is that greatness is never an accident. It is always a choice. And I want you to choose to be great. And I want you to inspire everyone you come in contact to choose to be great. And you spread this message. And it made such a powerful influence on my life that I never, ever forgot that. And from that day forward, I was dedicated to this. Well, Mark Victor Hansen and Jack Canfield from Chicken Soup for the Soul read this story in my book, Greatness in Children Learn the Rules, read the brownie story. And said, we have to have this. We have to put this in Chicken Soup. And I said, you can't until I find the teacher. Because even though she transformed my life, I didn't remember her name. So I'm 47 at the time. I was 7 years old in Brownies. So it's 40 years later. And I go on a search for this teacher. And when I find her, it is her last year. I discovered that she started teaching 40 years earlier. I was her first class.
Oh,
and I found her 40 years later, it was her last, she was retiring that year. Her name was Joanne Stone. And I had her come, had her family bring her to a meeting that I, about 600 people that I was speaking to. She didn't know why she was coming. And I told the story and introduced her and gave her flowers. I mean, she just wept and wept and said,
as a teacher, I'm getting emotional just with the story, Dawn. I'm like, I got to hold my composure here. I'm like hanging on every thread here going, okay, don't cry. Oh, this is a phenomenal story.
You don't know. But that's humanity. We don't know. When we do kindness, when we are when we give to other people, we have no idea how that's going to affect them and how they're going to carry that forward in their lives. And so look at this little second grade teacher gave me a used Brownie uniform, and everything that I have done for the rest of my life has been out of that kindness.
Wow. That is so powerful. I'm telling you, just that story is, if people aren't moved by what you just shared by us, I'm going to have everybody pinch themselves for a minute because what you're talking about in reality, Dawn, is a lot of people's stories. That can, I mean, so many people have been down that same path or have had similar, you know, maybe not quite as strong of a story, but we all have those kind of things that we haven't even taken time to look at, to go back and say, okay, what was the turning point? You know, where did I make that switch and that decision to make a difference and to change things? So thank you so much for sharing that. And, you know, some of my questions that I would normally, you know, ask, is they don't even apply anymore because it's like, you know, I can't say, well, what motivated you to do that? Because I can see your motivation. You can hear it. And I feel it. You've really gone beyond, you know, already my expectations of our conversation. And, you know, I really do believe that people are put on this earth and put in your path for reasons that we don't know just yet, but the right people always show up at the right time, at the right place, for all the right reasons. I always believe that. So it's no coincidence that you and I are here talking today and, you know, sharing our conversation and getting up close and personal. And, you know, that we have an audience of people that are listening to our show, and we're really grateful that those people are out there, that they can relay the messages, you know, that they can send this out and give to their people that they know, their friends, their family, and, you know, pass on, you know, the things that you are developing and creating and putting out to the world, right? So really, thank you for sharing that. And, you know, I think that your philosophies are just incredible. I'm going, oh, my God, this girl's written 20 books already. Where do you find the time? So I'm going to be asking you some other questions. You've created a huge network, you know, and
a heart-linked network, yes.
Yeah, tell me about that.
Well, I remember that after I had done a lot of studying in family systems, and so I would bring in, instead of seeing one-on-one patient, I would bring in entire families. So there would be six or eight people in a room who all hated each other. And one of the things that I needed to do is to get them to quit pointing fingers and judging and screaming and yelling, you know, because they were there to try to tell me that somebody else was crazy, not them. And what I wanted them to see is that it's a system, you know, that we collaborate. We either collaborate in our destruction or we collaborate in our creation of something magnificent. And so I created the Primary Colors Personality Inventory because I knew everybody knew colors. We learn colors when we're in first grade. And so if I could help people understand different personality types and that people see the world differently, that doesn't make them wrong. That means that they're seeing the world from a different angle. And if we understand that, then we can become a beautiful rainbow and we can all bring our different perspectives in together to, you know, to make amazing things happen. Well, what had happened is that corporations started using my inventory, and then they started hiring me to come in and fix what was broken in the corporations, because corporations are really nothing but big dysfunctional families. The accounting department hates the sales department, who hates, you know, upper management. I mean, they're all fighting. And so they're all different personalities. So I ended up becoming a problem solver. And one of my girlfriends came to me and said, okay, Miss Problem Solver, we have a problem in that women are more isolated than ever before, and more women are needing to work than ever before. And so you have these products and services, and you need to let people know about them, but it's just so hard, and people are you know, they're just running into roadblock after roadblock, and I feel like, you know, women that I know are kind of laying bleeding on the sidewalk because they need to succeed, but it is so hard. So I really started investigating this thing called networking because that seemed like a good vehicle to create community, except that the networking that was out there was created on a male model, which has been the dominant business model over the last 50, 60 years. It started with when we invented the radio. Before the radio, you had to know somebody. Like if you were in a city, you had to know Anne and that she did quilting. And so when you got fabric in, you could let her know, or threads or whatever. Or you knew Bill and he had, a big garden. Whatever. You knew something about the people. But when the radio came, they could put complete strangers around a little box listening to information or a story, interrupt their attention, and sell complete stranger stuff. And this was like, what? Yeah, I mean, revolutionized selling. Well, then it went from radio to television and ads and phone calls. And, I mean, oh, my gosh, we've got commercials and interruptions out the gazoo. And then we got the Internet. And we were so tired of being interrupted that we gave interruption a name. And the name we gave it was spam. And I do a lot of volunteer work with teenagers, out-of-control teenagers. And so they'll put their hands up and they'll go, don't spam me, which means don't give me information I don't want, you know? And so it's even turned into a verb. But we despise being interrupted. Okay, well, if you're a woman and you have this magnificent product or service that could really benefit somebody else's life, how do you let someone know that you don't know unless you interrupt them somehow? Well, that wasn't working. So I thought, I know what to do. We'll create like a wonderful home setting where women in the community can join together, come, meet each other, have dinner, develop relationships, and where every single one of us are there to share. And so every woman gets 3 minutes to share her product or service. And you get to know the women in your community. You fall in love. You support one another. You encourage one another. And you're no longer isolated, and you're no longer feeling like you have to interrupt. That's called permission marketing. And that's the female model of business. So I built the HeartLink Network on permission marketing. We launched 2 years ago, and in 2 years we have over 150 locations in 3 countries, all word of mouth. So women love it, and it has been, it's been a mission, you know, because there's no upfront big membership fee, and women can attend at their convenience, and it's just, women absolutely love it. So then I realized, okay, that's the high touch, and that's wonderful. And we're doing a great job of bringing women together heart to heart, hand to hand, head to head. But if you're not high tech in this society, then you kind of missed half of the big boat. So I had to start learning what high tech even was. I mean, at the time that I began to learn about high tech and Internet and inbound marketing and social media and all of those things, I could turn on my computer and check my email was about all I could do. And so I spent 2 years really learning that so that we could create, in April, we launched a women's business directory called Trova. Women Business Directory, and I picked Trova because half of my family is Italian, and in Italian, Trova means find, and I wanted women to be found, you know, I mean, because for the women who are shopping online or looking for things online, I know that when I need something, I go online and search for it, so I not only wanted them to be found in their community, but I wanted them to be found on the Internet, and it has been phenomenal because we created this really fun search engine. Most women business directories are so awful. They're boring and difficult and not intuitive at all. And Trova Women Business Directory is beautiful and fun and alive, and we have free listings for all women in business. And we also have many web-optimized sites, many websites that have video and pictures and all kinds of information, and then they, with one click, you're connected to your social media, whether it's Facebook or Twitter or Delicious or Dig or wherever you want to go. And so, and it's very, very inexpensive, because my goal is to give women the best opportunities that can possibly exist for the least amount of money. So whether it's face-to-face networking or online advertising, we have managed to get to provide extraordinary stuff for very, very little investment.
Wow. And so if someone were to want to learn more about that, Dawn, was that just trovanow.com? Is that the website address?
No, trovawomenbusinessdirectory.com. And then we also have a small business directory for all businesses, who, men and women, which is trovabusinessdirectory.com.
Okay. Wonderful. I definitely want to take and visit that, and I hope our audience has a chance to go online and to investigate that and definitely join, become, you know, a member. I know I'm a member of HeartLink Network, and we don't have a chapter here in our local city, and perhaps someone would be, you know, a great leader that could do that, because I understand networking myself. That's something that I've done for many years, and most of the people that are listening today to the show, you know, my passion has always been connecting other people. And who, you know, who can you provide your services and in your business, you know, with? And you're right, it has to be a permission-based audience, because they're more receptive. You know, and it is, you know, that term of, you know, you don't spam me, I think is catching on everywhere. It really is.
Yes.
And,
yes.
You know, no matter where you go, what you're doing, it's like there are people that are putting their information so much in your, you know, in front of you. And it just amazes me, the creativity level right now of how people spam. It's changed a lot over the years, you know, because it was just originally for the email, but
right.
Now it's turned into other mediums. But so yeah, if they want to, if our audience wants to check out the HeartLink Network, you want to share how they can go and visit?
Yes, you go to the HeartLinkNetwork.com, and you can click on our locations button, and a map will come up, and you'll find all of our existing locations. And if, again, if there's not, because we're only 2 years old, if there's not a location in your particular city or community, then give us a call, and you may be the perfect leader to bring it to your community, because we have so, we love our leaders so much, and we know that they're providing such an amazing service that we, the benefits that we give to our leaders are off, I mean, nobody believes it. They're just, they're amazing. So anybody that wants to become a leader, it's very, very easy. It's so fun, so incredibly rewarding. And you bless all of the women in your community.
That's fantastic. So I wanted to just get, you know, a little bit more involved with, so you have the online directory, you have your membership organization, and you're publishing books, and you're speaking out there, and so you have children, I assume, right?
Yes. Maybe.
Tell me about your kids.
Well, I have two sons, and I'm so blessed. My oldest son is returning, has just returned back to school to get his master's degree. He wants to teach, he's a computer engineer, has a dual degree in computer science and electrical engineering, but his heart has really called him to work with children. He wants to work with either junior high or early high school children to teach them math in a way that he's really fun. He dances and he juggles and he's hysterical. And he wants to make math fun because he feels that children that aren't learning math are their lives are being, you know, inhibited. So he's going back to get a master's in teaching so that he can, and he wants to inspire kids to make right decisions, and he feels like he can really be a part of that, so I'm very proud of that. My youngest son, Corbin, just graduated in June from USC Film School, and he is a writer and a filmmaker. He was, Corbin almost died earlier in his life. He was very, very ill. He had tumors in his sinus cavities that were so large they tried to push his eyes out of his sockets. And so he had to have multiple operations and things. But out of that, he believed that there are no accidents and that God doesn't make mistakes. So he just felt compelled that he was supposed to, out of his illness, he was supposed to be a spokesperson for the lungs of the planet since he had such a hard time breathing. He knew what it felt like, you know, and that if we don't take care of our planet, that we could be in danger. So when he was 10 years old, he got 169,000 trees planted. He became the JCPenney Volunteer of the Year in his area. He was acknowledged and rewarded by Disney and UNESCO and McDonald's. And he wrote a book when he was 10 years old called The ABCs of Becoming Great that sold all over the world. And he wrote another one when he was, after the Columbine shootings, he wrote The ABCs of Peace and Compassion to teach children not to hurt each other. And then he wrote The ABCs of Great Leadership, and then a beautiful book when he was 13 he wrote is called What Have You Got to Give? And it's about gifts, the gift of laughter and the gift of friendship and the gift of hope and the gift of appreciation. So he's writing novels, turning World War II into a fantasy, a series of fantasy novels, because he's afraid that if children don't learn history, that we're doomed to repeat some very, very huge mistakes. So I'm very excited that they have grown up with very giving spirits, that they really want to leave an important legacy. So I've got one son handling math, one son handling history.
So, wow, I can just imagine you've got to be just so proud of them. And, you know, it's amazing how the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. We hear that over and over again. But your influence, your passion, what you stand for is just so part of their being that, you know, how could they not be, you know, inspired to go out and achieve greatness? And, you know, I love everything that you just shared with me, because that just tells me that you can start at any time, and parents can take that role of, you know, being that mentor for your children also. So we lead by example. And I hear it myself, and I love everything that my children have accomplished and where they're going, and I feel like I try to encourage them as much as possible as well. And it's just so nice to hear that, you know, what you've been doing all these years for, you know, your whole life, how that has rolled out into your children and how they've embraced your, you know, your thoughts and your belief system, you know, what your foundation. You created a firm foundation, and very well done, very well done. Well, Dawn, I am so glad that we were able to get together today and have a chance to talk and get to know each other a little bit more and, you know, share your stories. I am just, very impressed and honored that you were able to take time out of your day to be with us and share these things with people. And I'm sure that as time goes on, that you're going to be coming out with, you know, more things that can benefit women and children. And, are you working on anything like a project right now that you might want to share with us?
Well, actually, I just want to share something that you mentioned earlier, because I feel very passionate about it, and they're all free, but they're great blessings. And number one is the God Can. And this time, the economy is so difficult, and people are under a lot of stress. And sometimes we feel we're carrying around thoughts or fears, or we're ruminating, and it seems like we can't get loose. And when I did therapy, I used to take balloons and fill them up with helium, and we would write whatever that fear or concern was that we had, and we would write it on the balloon and then let it go. And there was something very powerful about that symbolic letting go, you know, that lifted spirits. But I was thinking, how can I do that on the internet? So we created a thing called the God Can, which you can go in, it's on theheartalliance.com, And you can click right on the guide can. And you see this beautiful, you click and there's this tablet next to this beautiful box and flowers. And you can write anything to God. You can say thank you. You can tell him about a fear or a concern or something that you're anxious about and say, I'm done with this. And it, beautiful music is playing. It folds up and goes into the God can and comes up, says, whenever you feel you can't, remember God can. And I have had emails from all over the world that this little thing that we offer makes such a difference to women, especially when they're stressed. So I wanted your listeners to know that that was available for them. The other thing that's available is that we wanted to plant a garden on the internet, a virtual garden. And so we created the Heart Notes Garden. It's heart-notes.com. Again, it's completely free. You can go, you plant a flower, and then you can send a brief heart note. Hope your doctor's appointment goes well. I was thinking about you. Hope you do well on your test. And send it to a friend. And they receive this flower. And they can, people can come back and water the flowers. And you water them with positive statements. And so it's just a beautiful way for people to touch one another's hearts. And then again, womenliftingtheworld.com are a bunch of beautiful, short, what I call just a dawn moment. Take just a dawn moment to change someone's life. And they're short, inspirational videos that just tell people that you love them, you're thinking about them, that you'll be there for them. And again, they're free. You can share them. And we just want people to know that we are trying to come up with as many things to give people that don't cost anything, that can help them touch lives in ways that, you know, can change hearts and create a better world.
Wow. Dawn, this was wonderful. I love everything that you stand for and what you're doing. And, you know, I'm definitely going to be visiting those websites for sure and get a chance to you know, share the love and put out, you know, I love the idea and the concept of growing a virtual garden. You know, I love gardening. There's something so special about getting in the dirt. You know, I don't know. I love going out there and creating
something from
a seed.
Me too. I love it. It's just giving it the nurturing and love.
That's right. And you can watch it grow, and it just turns into this beautiful flower, and how it makes somebody else's heart sing. And so those things that you've created, I love to play in those, so I'll definitely be visiting those. And again, thank you so much for being our guest on today's show, and we appreciate your time, your words of wisdom, your heartfelt stories, and you know everything else that you have shared with us. Is there anything else that you'd like to share before we end our show today?
I guess one more thing. Men have called from everywhere and said, our wives are screaming about the HeartLink, and we want to come. And, of course, we can't let them into the HeartLink because it's women only and we're very pink. But we're creating another, we're getting ready to launch our very first men and women. It's kind of an amalgamation of traditional networking and the HeartLink's philosophy, and it's going to be called TrovaBusinessNetworking.com. So people can be looking for that, or if they want more information, they can contact me at theheartlink@AOL.com, and I'll give them more information because it will be both men and women, but it'll be a much more intimate way to link yourself to success. And so we're be launching our very first 5 to 10 locations within the next couple of months.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much again, Dawn. I really value your time and what you've been talking about here with us today. And I definitely want to get to know you a little bit more, and I'm sure that this is just the beginning of a great friendship. So thank you for being here.
I'm so excited. I'm so honored. Thank you so much for considering me for your program.
Oh, thank you. And to our audience, I want to thank you for listening to Accomplish Radio today.
And make sure that when you visit our page for AccomplishRadio.com that you mark our show as one of your favorites. I believe there's a little heart right on the player, and you can also receive reminders of the show. And just want to let you know about our upcoming guest. His name is Kevin Hawker, and he is the author of The Success Compass. And again, no coincidence, I literally ran into him just a few weeks ago. I was attending a networking event and noticed on his name tag the word success. That's all I saw. It was just very quick. He had just taken it off, and he was turning it back into the registration table. And I said, excuse me, I don't think we've met yet. And it was literally at the very end as we were ending and walking out. And so I'm really excited to be interviewing him on our show. I also want to encourage you to get your free subscription to Accomplish Magazine. Simply visit AccomplishMagazine.com. And every year, we also recognize America's Most Influential Business Connector at the U.S. Small Business Conference, which is again happening September 10th through the 12th in Dallas, Texas. We are currently seeking nominations right now, so if you know of someone who seems to be the one who knows everyone in your community, and they're a leader, a business connector, please take a minute and nominate them. They can be located anywhere in the country, but we do want to recognize those individuals, and definitely one of them is going to be chosen to receive our award. There is a form located on our website, which is ussmallbusinessconference.com. Again, I want to thank you for joining us today. My name is Darlene Willman. I'm your host of today's show, and I'm wishing you a lifetime of accomplishments.